Insert coin. Get ready for all work, no play. Go.
So we should.
We're rolling. You should open that.
Okay. That's the sound of a brand new podcast being cracked open, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, everybody.
It feels like just yesterday.
Just
that we didn't do a podcast again.
Like the day before.
The day before.
I don't know what on earth we're going to talk about here. If ever there was a very special episode. Of All Work, No Play.
Do you think we should change the intro music to something like down?
Yeah, I think.
Like a dirge?
A dirge. Maybe some Beethoven. Something something awful and tortured.
On a very special episode.
Yeah. Because what I normally do is I save up funny anecdotes.
By the way, sorry to cut you off from your pain. Liam O'Brien and Sam Riegel here, for those of you just joining the podcast for the first time.
The uninitiated.
I'm Sam Riegel. I have a cold, so I sound a little funky. And Liam O'Brien here.
Hi.
Sounds like Sam Riegel used to sound. And we've had a long hiatus from the show, and we're back. And sorry, Liam, I interrupted you. Go on.
Yeah, that's okay. I want you to tell me what you've been up to in a moment. Because I'm sure you've had wonderful, heady days recording, directing, raising your children.
So many.
I have been walking through the
nine
circles of Hades until recently. I've kind of been on a hiatus from life in general, and I think that we would have done this sooner.
Liam, you don't mean that. Literally, you weren't a zombie for a period of time.
I was dead for a short amount of time.
Then you came back to the light.
It was like Flatliners.
Are you a lost boy now?
I am Oliver Platt. So how do I broach this? This is like the episode of Different Strokes where they went to the bicycle shop owner and everything went wrong.
What happened in that episode?
Well, somebody fiddled with Dudley.
There was a bad touch?
Yeah, I didn't have a bad touch. Hey guys, I'm going to get real with you for a second. A couple of months ago, as Sam very well knows, I woke up and felt sort of a fluttering in one of my ears. I didn't know what it was. And, it went away, and then it came back, and it came back for 7 weeks. I, for weeks and weeks, wasn't sleeping. I was getting 0 to 2 hours of sleep a night. I read everything on the internet, which you're absolutely not supposed to do.
So at one point, you were dying of every disease.
Oh, tumor, aneurysm, sure. Something bad is pressing against something good in my head and causing this something to go on.
You will need a lobotomy.
Yeah. So cut to the end of the story. None of that panned out. I tests up and down. And
in and out. Did they probe you?
In the ear.
Okay.
But I saw a bunch of different doctors, had everything checked out. I don't want to get into all the nitty gritty, but the first
doctor. It's private. It's a personal matter.
The first doctor I went to went on medical leave. The second one is no longer with us. And the third one's probably got it nailed down. I have a sinus infection and it's causing a muscle in my ear to spasm. He believes. And for 10 days, I have felt normalish. And I've been able to sleep again, and it's all gone.
So this would be bad for any person to have. It would be a frustrating, annoying.
Any living person.
For a voice actor,
yeah,
it's almost worse because this is in your ear. You need your ear to do your job.
I have a certain number of things I enjoy in my ear. And a fluttering, spasming muscle is not one of them. I worked with it. I had some.
But it's crazy that you did. I mean, you're working hurt. You can't do your job.
It was like a critic was not critic, a cricket. We're drinking Guinness right now.
Yes, this episode brought to you by Guinness. I will say this: it's our first episode to talk about such serious, heady topics. First episode to have such a serious, heady beer, if I may. And our first episode that we've ever recorded in daylight. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon right now. We're getting drunk.
We're having lunch.
An Irish lunch. Oh, shiver me timbers. I don't know what to say.
They're all pirates.
Oh, yar.
Dirty, dirty pirates.
Dirty pirates. Well, but Liam is feeling good enough to podcast, so things have turned the corner. So we can all applaud and be grateful that that you're back, and congratulations on getting through these dark days.
I'm gonna get actually serious for a moment and say that...
Jesus. Yeah, you just were serious. Something worse than this?
I just want to say thank you to a few of my... I'm not going to name anybody, but some of my closest friends were pretty amazing. You were pretty amazing. A few times over the last 2 months. I know I could have been in worse situations, but this was definitely the lowest low I probably ever hit, and I'm bouncing back now. But there are five or six people who kind of saw everything with the curtains pulled away, and they were amazing.
And you're not going to name those names?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I mean, you were one. You were.
Can you give us hints? Can you give it? I know I was amazing.
Yeah,
because we're besties, and that's what besties do. They stick together. And
I don't know. A bunch of people knew, but JB and Laura and Travis.
Laura who?
Laura Bailey.
Oh. There she is.
That's why she gets the harp. She should get two harps now. She and her husband, Travis, should get a harp now as well. Maybe a bugle.
Well, you know, that's what friends are for, Liam. And it's, I think you're being very brave for even mentioning this on our podcast. Who knows if we'll cut this part out of the show.
Yeah, we could snip it out. My ear could start drumming in the middle of this podcast and I could start ripping the velvet off your walls.
Oh, no, please don't.
Hysteria.
It's
But I think
expensive.
I'm on the rebound. I've been taking some meds. And it's
anything good?
I feel
anything
yeah.
like
yes.
Whoa,
I'm not gonna good. Say what, but one of them is quite nice.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I for my cold the other night I took Benadryl for the first time in my life.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. I was knocked out. I slept so hard.
That stuff is it's a double-edged sword, that stuff, because I've taken that and it has 50% of the time it does what it advertises mm-hmm. and it just punches you out and you're out. But the other half of the time, I don't know what it does. It flips a switch, and it's like,
oh.
And I just stare at the ceiling all night long.
I gotta be careful. Right. I don't want to have a bad trip. I like how on the Benadryl package it says specifically, do not use to make your child go to sleep. Like, that's what it says on the package, yeah. Because I think enough people are using it for that they have to say.
Even if three people did it, they got to put it on the package,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're glad you're back with us. I'm sorry for the long hiatus on the podcast.
I wasn't feeling up for it.
I don't blame you. Yeah, it's okay. You're back. This happens.
Okay.
And I'm sure you got a lot of fans and supporters out there who listen to the show who are going to start writing in to... ZeroTimeToPlay@gmail.com. I don't know. What's our email address?
I think that's it. Yeah, ZeroTimeToPlay. It's been 2 years since we did our last recording. So.
But if you want to send Liam a Get Will card, you can tweet us at
ZeroTimeToPlay. Yeah, @ZeroTimeToPlay.
And give him a little well wish message. He'll appreciate that.
Sure.
Boy. You know, it's good to have you back, Liam.
What have you been up to? Because I'm imagining it's sunnier than what I have been up to.
What did I do? It's been forever since we did a podcast. There's so much time. We had the holidays. I had family stay with me forever. Mm-hmm. I went to Virginia. I was in that storm on the East Coast with all the snow. Remember the snow?
I don't remember snow in general.
You're aware that there is a thing called snow.
I've seen it in my children's storybooks. Is it light and airy like cotton?
It is. You know what I've just been dealing with lately? Not to be a downer in the whole show, but I have had a cold. But really, what you're hearing now in my voice, this vocal stress, this is from doing video games, guys. This is from screaming in video games. One game that Liam knows about intimately. And another game that Liam also, I think, is in and recording. But this is what happens when you scream as a crazy creature in a game for 4 hours.
You guys need to start putting all your money back into Super Mario, okay? Because
these games with monsters
the core VO circle can't take too many more first-person shooters. You guys need to change your predilections and pick, I don't know, Kirby Adventures.
I died 17 times on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
In 17 different ways, I should say, and all of them were brutal,
mm-hmm.
and just, it's wrecked me. I had to cancel sessions today. It's just awful. It's sad. It's painful. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, you should. You should.
I should.
You'll slowly, your voice will lower down, and you will take Barry White roles.
Is that how?
That's how it works.
Start as a tenor, then you do a few video games, and you become DC Douglas?
The shitty part of it is, I don't know if that works. DC is like smooth
jazz?
Smooth jazz, yeah. I don't think you get smooth jazz.
I'm DC Douglas.
Maybe you visit Bloomland after a while.
Steve Bloomland, yes. Actually, you know what? At the game that I did on Monday, I did a take, and the director said to me, she laughed and she said, "You know, you sound just like Steve Bloom." Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she was exactly right.
Which I cannot fathom, but I'm Steve Bloom now. Steve, I'm gunning for your work.
Next on the Wolverine.
Hey! Hey, everybody. It's me, Wolverine. I don't know. What's been going on? I don't know what to... I didn't prepare anything.
And yeah, we're totally
I'm
rusty.
Sputtering. I'm
we're
sputtering
gonna,
out.
We're gonna F this one royally and hopefully bounce back
yeah.
for the next one to do things properly.
We are. I got nothing to talk about. I didn't write anything down. I should have. Hold on. I'm going to scan through my calendar.
Okay.
See if there's anything.
I've been going on. Oh, dentist. That looks good.
This is the best way to do a show. Just scan through... And, oh, yeah, I've been going to lots of preschool meetings.
Okay, cool.
That's cool. Really fun.
Sam is vetting preschools to take his son, Harry Donald Trump, to.
Yes, because he's 1.5 now.
And
apparently, that's when you have to start applying to preschools.
I think.
Some people have been on the wait lists for preschools since their kids were 3 months old, which is outrageous
personally,
to me.
I think your approach is a little bit lax. I think you should get that fucking kid in the workforce.
You're right.
Pretty quickly.
He should be a model. Oh, I did a commercial for a car company. That was fun.
Yeah.
Because I did the stuff at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff where you're like, yeah. APR financing available. I never do that stuff. I'm always the guy in the commercial who's like, hi, I need a car that's going to make me cool. But this time I was like the announcer guy.
That must mean you're getting old, I guess.
I guess so. This is the saddest episode.
My living room, I'll change the subject if you want to keep scanning. My living room right now.
I got a new iPhone 5S. This is the worst show ever.
Yeah. You got too much time on your hands. Sam brought his phone back to the store three times?
Three times. It still crashes once a day.
Yeah. Which color phone do you have, Sam?
I have gold because gold is best. Gold is best phone.
Right.
You can get silver, but it's not best.
He's saying that, and he's sitting on a large stuffed tiger that he bought on La Brea in
white,
Hollywood.
White tiger is best. White tiger, gold phone.
My living room floor is covered in Lego right now because my son Hamlet got a lot of fucking Lego from Santa Claus.
Oh,
and from
really?
His family. Oh, yeah. We just finished the Millennium Falcon, so that's pretty cool.
Whoa, in Lego?
In Lego.
Did you follow the instructions?
Over 1,000 pieces, and that's not the biggest Lego count of things he got. We are now started on the medieval village.
Whoa. And you follow directions for these, I'm assuming. Is he more of are you more of a direction follower or a... Let's just see how it goes.
Well,
or let's make the thing once and then break it apart and see what we can make.
Well, let's talk about Lego. Lego is... I love Lego. Everyone loves Lego. But when we were kids, we just had big boxes of, you know, mismatched shit.
Yeah.
You just made whatever you want. I guess
they came in... They must have come in sets,
they
right?
They did. They used to have Robin Hood stuff.
But they were lame.
They were simpler. It was simpler. They were gearing up. And now it's just like IP, Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
They just released a Simpsons house.
Whoa.
With the Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are Lego now. So they're all over the place. And part of me, you know, that's all he's ever known is I have to build the Hobbit Hill. I have to build
But he doesn't just go off the range?
He does, but it's more about following the books.
That's sad in a way.
Yeah.
I liked making awful looking airplanes. And, like, only finding one of the two wing pieces, so it's going to be a shark instead of a plane.
Yep.
And then there was that gray square piece with the moon. You know what I'm talking about? Like, there's a flat square, like a base piece.
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And there's, like, a moon crater on it.
I had a space station that had
one of those. Well, I feel like that was always the base of whatever I was using, because it was my only base piece. I don't know.
They're pretty above and beyond now. There's a Lego Ewok village, which is enormous. And bigger than that, they have a Death Star.
Wait, that's just a big ball. Is that fun to make?
It's like cut open on the side, and it's $400.
$400.
It's like 3 feet tall. It's
for
massive.
Like 17,000 gray pieces. They have ones with hinges, ones with like struts and cams and all kinds of car stuff. Oh my gosh. We should go play Legos. That should be our next fun we done.
We should. What could we build out of Lego? We'll make it good, Liam. What could it be?
You know what would be really complicated, we would need directions for? We could make Troy Baker's hair.
Troy Baker's hair. You need many shades of yellow and gold to do that. I think they only have three, two or three colors to fit the bill.
We could make a model of your chin music. What do you got going on your facial hair right now?
Yeah, I had a full-on goatee for a month, and I'm doing a thing, and they just want a beatnik deal, but instead it makes me look like Abraham Lincoln. So I'm rocking a Lincoln.
I thought you were doing a period piece.
Hello, I am Limp Bizkit. Verily, I say. That's the sound of stalling.
It is.
We got nothing. We have some ideas for what to do after the break.
Let's take a break then.
We better take a break because...
Let's take a break. All right, we're taking a break. See you soon.
Hey guys, if you have comments or suggestions for fun things we can do, follow our Twitter account at Zero Time to Play.
Now on with the shizzo.
Round two.
All right, close up that door. Take your seat because we are back.
What's going to happen now?
Who knows? Oh, boy. Welcome back to another hour of the show. All Work, No Play, starring Liam O'Brien and Sam Riegel. I'm Sam Riegel. This is Liam O'Brien. I don't know why I'm reintroducing us. I also don't know why I'm speaking so fast. Like
$5,000.
Micro machines. Okay, so we're back. This part of the show, for those of you just joining us, we are hardworking voice actors, and we like to do things for fun. I don't know what I'm saying.
We'll just cut that out and put it back at the beginning of the show, at the intro.
Fuck it.
Listen.
Yeah, they know what the fucking show's about. It's in the title.
Before the holiday, we thought, before Liam's ear melted out like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, we thought it'd be fun to do maybe a New Year's bit.
Yeah, we were going to do like a Christmas special and talk about New Year's resolutions and what we expected from the year. It would be heartwarming and fun. And also, we wanted to involve our friends in the voiceover industry.
Clearly, that got shat down the toilet. But smash cut to late January, we check Sam's inbox, and we have three friends came forward.
To clarify, we sent out a blast email to like 20 people in the industry saying, hey, send us a recording of your New Year's resolution, and we'll do like a show about it where we'll all talk about New Year's resolutions. And we got three responses.
Right. 17 of those 20, nothing.
Thanks, guys.
Dead to us.
Thanks, guys.
Including the people who were so wonderful to me in December. Dead. Dead.
Laura Bailey. Dead to us. but we did get three, and we wanted to honor those and play them right now, even though it's going to be February before this episode airs.
Okay. Two of which we previewed because they're super short. We'll play both of those now. And then the third, we haven't listened to it because we're curious. It's 6 minutes long.
6 minutes long. We were expecting like a 10-second, like, hey, this year I'm going to try to shower more. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, guys, thanks for being on the show. I would love to just get in shape this year.
Yeah, Travis Willingham. I'm going to teabag Troy Baker less. That's my personal mission.
Just a little less, though. But no, this person gave us a 6-minute clip, which we have not listened to yet.
Right. We won't even tell you who.
All right. So first, we're going to play the first couple of resolutions we got. This one comes from our good friend, Orion Acaba.
Hey, guys. Orion Acaba here. And my New Year's resolution is to spend more time with my friends, even if they're like sleeping. Like, I'll just like hang out and watch them sleep.
And there it was.
We didn't actually do anything. Sam just kind of nodded his head silently in the room.
We're going to cut.
We'll put it in
Cut it in later.
Yep.
That was lovely. Actually, I don't remember what it was anymore.
I
think we need to listen to it.
No. He said that he was going to try to spend more
time with his friends. That's right.
When they're sleeping. Right. Which really just confirms everything that I privately believed about Orion anyway.
He's the most loyal friend. This is a super name drop. Loyal friend, great guy, creepy haircut.
Creepy haircut? Well, I mean, he was typecast as the Mohawk dude from Far Cry.
Yeah.
Recently in a live action thing.
Yeah, he's owning it.
He's pretty intense dude, you know, he's cut.
Sure.
He's got a look.
He can do parkour.
He wears his heart on his face. I mean, his emotions are real and raw and genuine and sometimes go up your nose.
But in the most adorable way, he will be up your nose.
Over and over again.
All right, this next resolution comes from our good friend, Taliesin Jaffe. Mm-hmm.
This is Taliesin Jaffe, and for 2014, I hope to be a better bad influence on everyone around me.
And once again, I didn't do anything. I just paused. We inserted it later. Right. And I also don't remember what it was.
Unless you later forget to put it in.
Oh, God, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah. That was just dead air.
Do you remember what Talison
Yes, was? He said that he was going to try to be a terrible influence. I'm probably paraphrasing it poorly. Maybe we should listen to this
okay,
one.
We will. All right, we're going to go listen to it right now. Hold on. Okay, we just stopped and listened to it again, and yes, it was to be a better bad influence, which is fun and funny, and it's cute, and he is a bad influence.
Well, it just means he wants to take us all to, like, depraved costume parties, I think.
Is that what he does?
Generally what Talison does. Yeah. Yeah.
He's also part of our Dungeons & Dragons game.
Yes, he is.
Which you missed the last one of.
Oh, you want to bring it down again in
I'm
here?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, in the middle
Liam's
of my hair. Hold on, I'm just going to cut it off. Can I break that Guinness glass? Just slice it off like Bingo. I had this wonderful idea at our second to last D&D session to have a Christmas themed. It was my idea.
Wait, that was your idea?
It was my idea. I requested it. I talked to Matt about it specifically. I said, let's have a Christmas themed Dungeons and Dragons. Maybe it'll be like the Yuletide season.
And oh, and we did.
Land we are.
So the land we were in had like a winter's festival. And we all, like, we exchanged gifts in real life and as our characters. And it was sweet and wonderful, and Liam wasn't there because of his fucking ear.
Yeah.
And
what'd you get? What'd you get for your Christmas present in the world and out of the world? I got something, too. I got it later. I'll tell you after you tell me yours.
I got stones, like ice stones, like for keeping whiskey cool.
Right. But so the connotation was nads, right?
Yes, because I've got big balls in the game. Even though I'm a little gnome, I'm brave and mighty.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get out of the world?
Well, in the world, my elven, half-elven...
Pardon me.
Thank you. My half-elven twin sister gave me a set of mirrors for peeking around corners because I'm rogue. But in the
That's
world,
cool.
She gave me this light-up sort of like ladies' makeup mirror because we had an extended conversation about how we were obsessed with our pores at a dinner party once.
What?
She remembered.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm probably not supposed to be airing that. Yeah.
Well, what about yourself? That's weird enough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I have many OCD qualities.
I did not know. I did not know that one, though.
Sure. Well,
I know.
I'm just going to flick this switch 42 times. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
Okay. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the D&D game.
Happy New Year's. We're on to New Year's resolution.
Anyway, it was a fun episode of D&D that you missed, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Talison and Orion, for those great New Year's resolutions. We appreciate your friendship, and we love you. And now the big one.
Okay. Now, and we have no idea what this is. We haven't listened to it. I'm dying to know what he filled 6 minutes with.
You know what, though? What I'm worried about?
Yeah.
All this buildup, and, like, it's just a 30-second clip, and then it's 5.5 minutes of dead air when he forgot to hit stop or something like that.
Waka waka!
All right, so let's take a listen and see who this person is.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Liam. It's Roger. Happy to be a part of this. Thank you so much for asking me to do it. So for my 2014 New Year's resolution, I think, first off, the term resolution to me is a very interesting term to use, because it implies that someone is resolute in something. At least I'm pretty sure that's what it means. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you go like, I have resolved to be this, right? And which is an interesting notion. And coincidentally, resolve is also a carpet cleaner, which I find interesting too, because I mean, 9 times out of 10, you try to use that stuff and it barely works at best. I don't know how people can still sell carpet cleaning products, because every time I've put any sort of like carpet cleaning product on carpet, it usually just makes that area look clean, but the rest of the carpet looks filthy. So really what it does is they should call it, instead of like, okay, if I was to resolve to clean this portion of my carpet, I really should be resolute, I guess. You understand where I'm going with this, where it's like, you go, okay, look, why not just like completely like change the color of your carpet? That would make more sense. And carpet, while we're at it too, when you think about it, it's filthy. I mean, there's all of the skin cells and if you have pets, it's the stupidest thing ever. The dander that comes off of your skin. I mean, you name it, like, human beings are kind of funky in general with like just body hair, right? that stuff flakes off all the time. I mean, it does for me. And so that stuff just winds up in your carpet. And it's like, if you don't have a good vacuum cleaner that's like capable of getting all that stuff out, then it's like that stuff is just what, like, I don't know if hair or body hair decomposes. I don't know if that's actually even something that occurs, but.
Okay.
Is it intermission?
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. What just happened? We stopped. We didn't make it.
That is Batman and Ezio Auditore. For you, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the deranged mind of Roger Craig Smith.
We're going to listen to the rest of it, aren't we?
I think we have to. We've committed.
I need to know
point.
That he's okay. I want to make sure that there's not a dramatic finish.
Was he having an aneurysm as he was talking?
He might have had me. Maybe he was the other ear and we were simultaneously.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's my dermoid twin removed from my body and raised as an actual human being.
Oh, Roger Craig Smith, you are a silly, silly man.
Tell me more.
I'm assuming that stuff breaks down over time and then becomes like dust mites or something. And, you know, then like really, which is weird when you think about that, too, because it's like, where do those things even originate? I mean, they start someplace, but it's like, are they? And they always say that they're like living on your skin, right? And you're like, I don't know where that, why? I bathe, so, which is also coincidentally, as soon as I get out and I start drying off, that's probably where all that body hair flakes off.
We don't know.
I would just like to apologize to the nation state of Malaysia for subjecting you to this atrocity. We've done so much to you already. With this podcast, and I feel bad that we've taken it a step further.
This is the worst episode ever.
No half measure, Sam. Finish the resolution.
All right, we're going on.
Gets into your carpet, especially if you're stupid enough to have carpet in your bathroom, which is another disgusting trend from like the 70s. And 70s is a weird time. Like, is it not amazing to think that we have, as a society, I mean, just as global citizens, been able to overcome the fashion of that time and the music? I mean, really, truthfully, the Bee Gees is one of the silliest sounding groups I think I've ever heard in my life. Every time I hear those guys sing in that high-pitched, like, Muppet-sounding voice, I'm like, how on earth was this ever taken seriously? That people would have actually found themselves dancing to that, that dudes would have been like, yeah, man, I need to get up and go dance to this, like, to impress a lady. These Muppet high-pitched sounding dudes really make me want to, like, shake my groove thing, which is another thing that I think they actually referred to, what we would in, you know, today's times refer to as, like, the booty. I think that was what they were shaking. Like, you know, today you shake your booty. Back then, and booty's weird, too, because wasn't a booty was, like pirates? Would like, pirates' booty? And there's actually, like, a snack food that I think is... really good that I think is called Pirate's Booty, which is weird because then you don't think like what the notion of booty being what it is in today's world versus where it, like shaking your groove thing and then booty and then Pirate's Booty and then some guy out there was like, oh, I want people to like put their hands in this bag of Pirate's Booty and whatever's in there, put that in their mouths and consume it, which is kind of weird. And if you are done like with the Pirate's Booty and you've got a little bit of like pirate booty dust on your hands, like you know, you have to do that thing where it's like you go like that and then it's like that stuff gets all over your carpet and I don't care, I'm sorry, like you go ahead and put your resolve down on that stuff. All it's going to do is make that portion of the carpet look clean, but the rest of the carpet's still going to look like whatever it looks, or it completely discolors whatever color your carpet might be. So it might not even be that it's dirty that there or right there, or that you're actually cleaning that portion of the, it's just that you've completely discolored it in comparison to the rest of the carpet. So now it looks like either you had an accident if you live alone, or your pets did, or you have someone with some sort of control issue that lives and frequents your, you know, abode. I always thought abode was like Adobe when I was a kid, and it was like, I was like, Adobe, yeah, because that's like that clay stuff that they make houses out of. That's where abode came from, because it's an Adobe abode, which, I don't know, maybe I'm getting a little off topic here, but I've also never shopped at Hot Topic. I know so many people that are like, you have to go to Hot Topic, and I'm like, why? I'm way too old for, I'm assuming that I'm way too old, or at least way too, I don't know, happy to go to Hot Topic. I don't know that I need to be, I don't know, you have to be unhappy to go to Hot Topic, but it does seem like there's a lot of like unhappy people that tend to like frequent that place, or that those are the ones that are usually like, oh, dude, you gotta, you know, the mascara and stuff, and you're like, oh man, I'm so sorry that you're so sad. So I don't know. Anyway, I would have to assume if I was to venture forth with like guessing as to like what it is that you guys would want from me in this little audio clip, I'm gonna go with definitely for my 2000 or 2014, if you want to be cool and hip and stuff, instead of saying like 2014 or 2014, which is also, that's just kind of like one of those things where you're just like, why would somebody bother throwing an and in there? And when you write a check, is it like, do you know when you're supposed to put and in the actual like writing out of, you know, you like to do numbers and stuff, and then it's like, you know, like, ooh, 2014, it's like, you know, and then dollars is already written at the end of the little line, so you don't know if you're supposed to put like dollars. It's like saying ATM machine, which is like automatic teller machine. I don't get it. Anyway, again, so for like my resolution for 2014, my resolution for 2014 is something I've been working on a lot lately. So my resolution for 2014 is to be more direct.
Wow. Roger Craig Smith, that was amazing. That was amazing.
I need to take some of my drugs to calm down from
that. Wow. He went places that
clearly that was all written and planned in advance.
Yes. He has a team of writers who write for him.
Roger is terrible at improv. He's never been any good
not
at
funny,
it.
So we know that had to be written by probably DC Douglas. Mm-hmm. That was amazing, Roger. I think he should have his own podcast. It should be called.
He should have this podcast.
The Roger Craig Smith. I'm gonna talk about resolve. That's the title of his show.
Let's take a break.
Okay, one more break, and then we'll come back and talk about fun things.
Want to send us your own stories of fundum, ask us questions, or give us booze recommendations? Email us at zerotimetoplay@gmail.com.
Final round.
And we're back for our final hour of All Work, No Play. Guys, we're back. It's so great to be recording in 2014. We've been doing this podcast a long time, Liam.
Let's try to get this train back on the rails. We used to have a structure. I'm a little bit forlorn for the structure of this show. We used to have a routine that
people
we
did. People come back to the show for many reasons, but foremost is the structure. They like knowing where the commercial breaks are going to be. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They like knowing that Liam and Sam are going to talk about fun things in the second hour and the fun we're going to do in the third hour, and we've abandoned that.
Well, I mean, the whole point of this show was to force ourselves to
was to get a rigid structure.
Was to get our asses out the door and doing things together. And I think the end result is failure. Ultimately, it's failure.
But really,
I mean, in the last 3 months, what have we done?
Fun? Not so much. And together? Even less.
Even less.
But there are a couple of shining moments.
Somewhere back in the last quarter.
Fiscal quarter?
Fiscal quarter of 2013. We did manage to make it to a water park.
Yeah, this, I feel like, was this the last episode that aired? I don't even remember, but we did an episode of this show that we recorded live at some anime convention that I'm blanking on the name. Oh. Mythicon.
Mythicon was in Florida.
And that the night that we recorded that, we said, tomorrow we're going to go to a water park and it's going to be our fun that we done.
We haven't aired that episode.
No, we did. We aired that one. We haven't aired the other episode that we've already recorded featuring Jennifer Hale. That's going to probably be the next episode. Uh-huh. We've been sitting on an episode for 3 months. Sorry, guys.
We had the gold and we just didn't want to share it.
Yeah. Anyway, at Mythicon, the next day, we did. We did the fun that we done. We went to a water park.
We went two grown men.
Two grown men.
With none of our children.
We could have done anything. We could have gone to a strip club.
We could have gone canoeing with alligators.
We could have gone to the outback.
Florida. Yeah, we could have gone outback. instead, we put on our tight little swimsuits and we went to, what was it?
Wet and Wild. Wet and Wild, which also sounds like a strip club. Mm-hmm.
It was both those things. It was wild and it was wet.
Well, Liam was wearing a G-string.
We had zero time to do it, too. Why were we so rushed? Was it because we were leaving right
we
after?
We had a panel at like noon.
Yeah.
The park opened at 10. And so we were like, come on, let's just go. We'll do as many slides as we can. And then
the wonderful the guy staff of Mythicon was not happy about the idea.
No, because he had to drop us off and then come back two hours later and pick us up. And we were soaking wet in the back of his car.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much, Ebenezer, I think was his name.
Okay.
And he had a lovely Ford Fit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we went to Wet n' Wild and it was fun.
It was fun. I don't think I've been to a water park since I was a child, rightly as a child.
I know that that's a fact for me as well. And it's what you would expect from a water park. It's got lots of different slides and a wave pool and a splashy flume type thing.
It's loud. It's noisy. It's got every type of human specimen you can
imagine. Yeah, the water probably has Chagas disease and...
I got the Jake legs just from going in the tidal pool.
Yes.
But it was good. We went on. I think that my favorite ride was the first thing we went on. It was called the Bombay.
Not Bombay like India. Like, hello. It was Bombay because there was a Bombay that you stepped into.
You basically stood in a coffin, stood up on its end with a trap door
on
the
bottom. A man-sized coffin with a window in it that only looked at the sky pretty much.
Right.
Because you're up. I don't know. It felt like 400 feet. It was probably like 75. But it was high.
It was very high.
And very steep.
You just lay on an angle in this coffin waiting, and then the dude pulls a lever, trapdoor drops out, and then you just shoot down.
Full force.
Get the water up your ass crack at some sort of velocity. And get to the bottom. I think I fared better than you did. When you came down, you looked like you were wearing a G-string.
I was petrified the whole time. They make you sit in that coffin waiting for the doors to open under you and free fall, essentially. They make you wait in there for forever. It feels like 10 minutes go by.
There was a certain amount of psychological tension that they've built into it.
It's torture. Mm-hmm. That's what they should, the CIA should do that instead of, that should be an enhanced interrogation technique. They should just leave a guy in there. For
90
10 minutes. Yeah. I'm going to open the door.
I'm about to tell me
where Al-Qaeda is. Anyway, that was petrifying. We went on that slide twice,
mm-hmm.
partially because I believe we got lost on the way up the slide. Do you remember this? We were going up to go on a different slide, which we eventually did go on, called Brainwash. But we took a wrong turn somehow on the
again.
Way up.
Oh, remember, right,
it was
right,
the
right,
same
right.
stairs up
same
for both
up.
Slides.
And we missed our opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we went on that twice. Then we went on something called the Brainwash, which we could do together mm-hmm. as a gay duo.
Right.
On the same inner tube.
In a coital position.
Have you seen Gravity?
They didn't instruct us to.
Have you seen Gravity? Where Sandra Bullock gets in that sort of fetal position? That's how we were, except Liam was also holding
me. I was the donut on the outside.
He was the yin to my yang.
Oh, no.
We were 69ing, is what we're saying. And we went through the Brainwash, which is this awesome ride. I don't know. It whips you around.
It was
dark.
Psychedelic. And then you get spit into this giant cone at the end, and then you are gay married.
Yes. And then the next ride we went on was called Black Hole Next Generation. I don't know why it was called the Next Generation. It seemed like a current generation ride to me.
It seemed kind of last generation.
It was pretty weak.
And
they had lasers.
More fun than that ride was the game we made up standing behind some, we're guessing, Swedish people. I don't know. There were two people who looked very Nordic. And
well, we should say most of the people, no offense to Florida, most of the people at this park were.
Looked like Floridians.
Looked like Floridians. They weren't in great shape. Mm. No. God, I'm defaming a whole state.
Yeah,
but you know
there
they look
three
like
of our listeners.
You know what? They look like Americans, and Americans are pretty pudgy.
These two looked like they walked off the set of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they
as
were
part of the horse tribe.
They were
angular,
sleek,
and they were low talking, but it didn't seem like English. You know, it was like Horton Yarden Yarden
Horton Yarden Yarden Yarden. It was just
the
that
hour and a half that we waited on the friggin' line for this thing. It's like, yeah, no, I think they're German. They're German. No, that's not German. I know German. That's not German.
Yeah, yeah. Danish, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I think they were from Saratoga, Florida.
That is the European part of Florida. And then we went on this other thing called Mach 5. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We took a couple pictures, maybe, but, you know, you can't really carry your phone around when you're wearing G-strings like we do. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to the con and finished it out. And it was a lot of fun. It was great. And we should do more things like that, Liam.
More
things that are childish,
more
childlike.
All right.
You know, like water slides and go-karts and laser cans.
You want to hang out outside like a newsstand and talk like a 50-year-old into buying us some nudie mags?
That's a good idea.
I got $20. You can keep all the change.
Just get me a penthouse. We could do that. Yeah.
We've done some other fun things, too. Another thing that bears mentioning is Mary Elizabeth, our good friend Mary Elizabeth.
Name drop.
Threw a wonderful, crappy Christmas sweater party.
Yes, she did.
So everyone, that was the prerequisite for the party, was to come with a horrendous sweater on. I was in this weird little island of okay. There was like 4 or 5 days in the middle of my hell where my air was all right. And I went to that party, but I hadn't had the time to create something or find something. So I just ordered a mildly crappy sweater. It's funny, the winner of the contest was our New Year's resolution man, Roger Craig Smith, and he came...
Wow.
He looked like Clark Griswold's house. on legs. He went to a vintage shop, and he said that they that vintage shop was in the business of finding crappy sweaters and making them crappier, gluing on sequins and reindeer and
glitter
and tassels and stuff. And he came, and he had
ill-fitting.
He looked like a Christmas luchador or matador.
Either way, leprechaun, something. It was ill-fitting. It should not have been an article of clothing. Mm. I think if it were sent to a village somewhere in sort of like a relief box, you know, it would have been rejected. Like the villagers who had just suffered the typhoon would say, you know what, I don't need this.
I think in the right cities on planet Earth, it might be enshrined on a wall in a church.
Yes.
Possible. We'll throw, I'm sure Roger will be comfortable with us throwing a photo of that.
Yeah, we don't have to include Roger's face. I know he doesn't like his face out there in the world.
Right.
We'll black it out.
Right. We'll put a Batman cowl on it.
Ashley Johnson, if I may say so myself, also looked particularly awful.
And she was bizarre. Like
in a white sweater dress thing. It was weird. Mm-hmm. And
she looked like a teenager from an old photograph in the 60s or 70s, maybe.
Amazing.
All she needed was braces.
Yes, yes. But that was fun, too, and we got, you know, liquored up a little bit, and we exchanged gifts. Mm-hmm. And what did you get again?
I got a gangsta coloring book.
What does that even mean?
It was pictures of Biggie Smalls and Tupac.
Did you color it in? Did you give it to one of your kids?
Yeah, I gave it to my youngest.
Nice.
I gave it a Romper Stomper.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie is now pink.
We got a slippers that you can heat up in the microwave to keep them warm. To keep them warm on your feet.
We haven't used them.
Yes, you can also eat them.
What did you bring?
Oh, I remember what I wanted to bring.
Oh, right. You did a last minute replacement.
It didn't work. I ordered something called... It's so wrong. Called Liquid Lap Dance.
And what is Liquid Lap Dance, Sam?
You can look it up online. This program is in no way sponsored by Liquid Lap Dance or associated with, but I will say they have a fine product. I've never used it, but it seems like somebody has. Just for the people who don't know.
Please.
It's a hermetically sealed man shorts that you wear when you go to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you have an accident in your pants, it doesn't leak out onto the stripper.
That is vile.
It is horrendous.
That is so vile.
And basically, it's a pair of underwear with a balloon in it.
I can make that myself.
That you put your wang in. Mm-hmm. And that was my gag gift. It was a gag gift. Guys, these were gag gifts. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give that away, but it didn't arrive in time. So it came a few days later and... I gave it to somebody else instead.
Right. Merry Christmas. I hit some thrift shops, and I picked up a VHS copy of Face Off and a book of acting tips for teens.
Oh!
And both of those, there was sort of a package deal, you know, and both of those rightfully landed in the lap of Jennifer Hale that night.
You're welcome, Jennifer Hale. Hey, and speaking of Jennifer Hale, we recorded an interview with her live at Back Anime, which will be airing sometime in 2014. but expect that episode coming up soon. And other than that, we're not even going to plan a fun we done this time.
Like, we'll do some fun.
We'll do some
Let's
fun.
Let's be honest. The show's in crisis, people. Sam and I need to rejigger and figure out what the hell we're doing.
The fact that this episode is even airing, which I'm right now as we're saying this, I'm in doubt that it might.
That's questionable.
The fact that this even airs is a positive step for us. We're shaking off the cobwebs. We're getting back in the saddle. Mm-hmm. But now that this is behind us, we're going to have great shows for the rest of the year. We're going to have new guests, new fun, new, I don't know. That's all we do on the show is fun and guests. I don't know what else we do.
I'm going to quietly cut myself as we talk in future episodes. I hope that's okay. That's all cool, right?
Totally.
All
right. Totally. New booze. We're going to have lots of new things, new features on the show. So until then, Liam, I think we
learned something today.
I don't know what. We learned that we should never start the show with a bummer.
Yeah, we should stop doing it then.
You should. You should just be happy from now on.
All right. I'll be happy.
Be happy. And I learned that we should really take notes before we start a show.
Right.
And we learned what our butt cracks look like after going down a Mach 5 water
slide. I still don't know what mine looks like. I just know what yours looks
like. And I know what yours look like. But I could draw you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not symmetrical. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Anything you want to say, Liam, as we sign off?
We're so sorry.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to be the first on your block to hear the next episode, be sure to click subscribe on iTunes. You will instantly improve the world by doing so. And remember, don't work too hard.